Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jawless.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Fresh out of City MD. Fresh.
What's going on?
I have this new thing that when I'm stressed out, I get an eye infection or like my eye gets fucking puffy and weird.
Does it hurt?
It hurts like, not really, but the doctor was like, this is what the doctor says. He's like, how you're unlucky. He's like, this is just bad luck. And I said, is it stress? He's like, it could be stress. He's like, anything could be stress. I said, right. So he's like, yeah, I don't know. So either bacteria like got into my eyelash. I'm not really even sure. Or
what is it? Like a little sty?
No, it's like you can kind of like my eyelid is just like a little puffy and red on this side. See it?
Interesting.
It is interesting.
You're so good about going to the doctor. I just lived like that probably for 5 years before I would do anything.
Well, it's funny. Actually, so the first time I went immediately, and then this time I was like, well, last time they said there's nothing they can do. I'll just use a hot compress. So I've been doing that. But then today I woke up and it felt weird. And I was like, I'm going to go and have them tell me that everything's okay. Because what I'm not going to have happen is I'm not going to lose an eye. That's what's not going to happen to me today.
Wow.
Thank you. You can quote me.
That's a big jump, some might say.
Well, I went, what if I lose an eye? And then I went and they're like, yeah, I can't tell you. It's the same thing when I went for hand, foot, and mouth disease. And there are so many things you go to the doctor and they go, yeah, so there's really not much we can do. It'll go away when it's ready. I go, oh, when it's ready, it'll go away. Oh, perfect. When it's ready. I'm ready.
That's all they told you?
I mean, the doctor was literally in the room for 30 seconds. He was like, yeah, he was just like, it's an infection on the eyelid. He's like, it'll go away. Use a hot compress. He's like, I would give you antibiotics, but there's a like possibility that that would make a bigger like bacterial infection. I said, forget it. Forget it.
Interesting.
And then they were like, all right, good to see you. And I was like, it is so good to see you guys.
They're like, good to see you again.
Yeah, this has been so fun. I hope to see you guys again because this was a hoot.
She loves the doctor.
I wouldn't even say, but I just, with my eye, yeah. So now I just have a puffy eye and I'm pissed about it, but whatever.
Ugh. Well, if it's any consolation, it is not noticeable.
Thank you for saying that.
It looked kind of like a little natural eyeshadow.
Yeah, a little shadow. I was like, I'm like afraid to put makeup on though, because I'm like, will that make it worse?
I mean, when are you putting on makeup?
I guess I'm not. I just was like, what if
I... Do you have a date?
No, it's just like the possibility. I'm like, what if I want... you know what I'm worried it happened from? I've been going to the gym, humble brag. And I think since I went to hot yoga... I have been sweating like, I can't explain to you how much I sweat. I sweat like a woman in labor. I sweat like I'm dying. Like I went to a Pilates class yesterday and I was like, within 5 minutes, dripping on the machine. And I was telling I was like, I'm slipping. I have so much sweat on my machine that I'm slipping everywhere. And I was like, is everyone
you
slipping?
You told the woman this?
Yeah. And then at the end of class, she was
like, we could not be more different when it comes to
I mean, but at the end of class,
things
like
that.
She was like,
I would be slipping with my face, like repetitively getting hit in over and over again. And I would be like, I'm doing well. Thank you.
I was laughing. But at the end of class, she was like, I put two wipes on your station. I was like,
you nasty bitch.
Nasty whore. So I ordered sweat headbands because I'm like, I need to do something because the sweat drips in my eye a lot. It's just dripping.
Do
in
they
my
give
eye.
You a towel?
At the Pilates place?
Yeah.
I only went one time. I don't know if I'll ever go back. And no, they didn't.
This was the first time you went and you told her you were sweating a lot on the machine.
Well, it's not like she didn't see. There's only 11 people in class and I'm like in the center, one of the new ones. And like she would come over and it would be like off my nose, drip, 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 like splashing. I was like, this is...
I would just be like, hi.
But she comes over, you know, to like change your form. Like she'll be like, oh, you have to like some of the things she was saying. I was like, homegirl, like, I don't think that's going to work for me. Like, I don't know. I modified some of it. And I mean, it was a hard class because I'm trying to figure out if I want to do class pass.
I don't like Pilates.
I don't think I do either. I mean, it was the hardest class I've ever taken in my entire life. And I'm like, I feel like this will break me. It didn't feel like...
What was it? Where was it?
It was called Form 50.
Oh, was it like Orange Theory?
Well, no, it's like Pilates.
It's like a different studio?
Yeah, a different studio with like the Pilates machine. Like I've never used a machine, like those weird like machines that it feels like you're surfing or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had never used a machine. So it was like, oh, you use the machine and you do stuff.
I did that, a class like that where it was half that and half like crazy treadmill stuff, and I remember literally crying in the mirror at the end of class because I was so proud of myself that I got through it, because
yeah.
I was like, especially on the treadmill, and this was before I was like working out regularly,
yeah,
and it was like with betches,
oh my god,
and so I'm like, you know, already the only fat bitch in the room,
oh god, yeah,
and already like, you know, let's face it, in a Pilates class, I'm sticking out like a sore fucking thumb.
I hear ya.
But it was hard.
Just completing it. I know. I'm trying to... Do you do ClassPass or no?
No, I'm pretty... I've just been rumbling.
Yeah, you're a rumble head.
I am a rumble head.
You love
her. I took class 167 today, bitch.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I might try to go... I did up my Orange Theory. I'm now unlimited. Sorry, I can go whenever I want. Because I'm like, guess who has a lot of free time? This gal right here, okay? And then I'm like, maybe I'll do ClassPass too. But I just don't know if I can do, like, I don't know. Maybe if I do more, like, yoga stuff. I just, like, I don't think I can do, like, rumble on my day off from Orange Theory. I'm like, I'll die, right?
Yeah.
She's moving and grooving. But yeah, so now I'm just the sweat with the eye. Like if I go work out today, I'm like, well, am I just going to keep sweating in my freaking eye?
It's interesting.
Thank you.
Because like, why is your eye sweating? Is it?
No, it's like it drips down into my eye.
But I feel like the infection isn't in your eye. It's in your eyelid.
Yeah, but it's true. I just don't know if like it's from, I don't know. And no one knows. The doctor
didn't
know. Is
it like an ingrown eyelash or something?
He just said it could be from an eyelash infection. When I tell you, I have no idea. Nobody knew. He just went, yeah. Like he literally within 5 seconds was like, why do I forget what everything he said? But he was like, that's a whatever. It'll go away. You must have happened. Or I was like, could it be stress? He's like, or it could be stress. I'm like, whatever. So here I am.
Well,
winking at you.
I mean, I guess like what else could it be? It was either like that or he's like, well, it's cancer.
Yeah. Don't say that. Yeah.
Well.
But yeah. So luckily it wasn't that. And luckily the doctor could just quickly pop in and pop out to his next appointment, you know?
Or
and the nurse
lunch.
Was nice. I was wearing like what I'm wearing now, which is like sometimes I get dressed to work out so that at some point in the day I'll go, maybe I should go work out. So the girl was like, did you just work out? Which of course then I was like, do I look sweaty and smell? Like, why would she say that?
She's like, P.U., did you just work out?
I was like, oh, and then I said, oh, I just wear my workout clothes to inspire myself to go work out. And she said, oh, that's so funny. And I was like,
I worked out this morning at 5 a.m. before coming into my shift here as a doctor.
Yeah. And I said, well, I have an eye infection, which is why I'm here. Okay.
I hate an urgent care.
I know. It's not a great vibe.
I hate an urgent care.
Not a good vibe. Yeah. It's scary in there.
I one time sobbed at desk in an urgent care while two of the doctors were standing back there filing things. It's like a full house. And I literally was just like, I was broke as fuck. I had really shitty insurance. I was like 25, I think. And I was so sick. I remember I was on the subway into work and I was like, I am gonna. It was like January and I was like, I'm dripping sweat. Like, I'm like, I like can't. Like, you know, it was just so sick. And, but I had woken up. I was like, it's too late to, like, get a cover or, like, call out.
Yeah, oh, God.
And it's, so I, like, go into work and my boss at the time was like.
What's going on?
What are you, like, just go. You should just go home. You look like you're going to die. And I was like, yeah, you should probably go to urgent care. And I went to, I think, 3 urgent cares. And they were like, oh, we don't take your insurance. And then I found one and she was like, yeah, we take your insurance. So I like had done all the paperwork, was waiting for like 10 minutes. Then she calls me up. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was mistaken. We don't take your insurance. And I just started like bawling.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, thank you for absolutely nothing.
Oh, my God.
And literally, I'm like, all the doctors are standing right there. I'm like, you can't just
help me. Please help me.
And I was like, fuck this. And I went home and I just like stayed in bed for a week. And I was, you know,
urgent care.
I think it was just the flu.
It's the trauma of when I went to urgent care after I got hand, foot and mouth disease before I knew what it was. And I was literally like, I'm having an allergic reaction to this medicine. I've never had more sores in my mouth. And I had to take an Uber. It's like an 8-block walk. I had to take an Uber there because I was like, I'm not strong enough to walk. Like, I'll die. And I get there and I'm sobbing. Like, I'm sobbing. I get in with the room, you know, and the nurse is always like, so tell me what's wrong. And I'm like, everything. I can't breathe. I can't talk. I said, I think I'm having an allergic reaction to the whatever. And then, like, eventually this doctor comes in. I'm just crying. And he finally, because I had like a thing on my hand, he's like, hand, foot, and mouth disease. And I went, oh, okay, great. We know what it is. And then he was like,
the good news is we know what it is.
That's
the bad news is
there's nothing we can do. He said, there's no vaccine. There's nothing. He's like, it'll go away. And like, you know how they say it's like 10 to 14 days. You're like, I'm sorry. Come again.
I'd be like, well, I'd like to buy a gun, please.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, like I just can't believe, and they say it, and then they're like, all right, well, feel better. And you go, you know, I'm not going to feel better. You know, I'm going to feel worse for 10 days, and then maybe I'll find peace in 4. I'll never forget that. I really thought I was going to die from that. Oh,
yeah, I have nightmares for you.
It was really, it's so much. So I just hope to never be sick again.
Yeah.
You know, and I hope that my eye thing goes away shortly. That's what I hope for me.
I hope that for you as well.
Thank you for saying that. I truly believe you.
What else is going on? What's new?
What else is new? Let's see. Actually, okay, so I was going to go to New Orleans. I booked like a solo trip to go. In a few weeks. And then one of my friends who lives there is like sent me her like guide. And the first thing in her guide is like, don't come to New Orleans in August and September. It's so hot and you'll want to die. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then I was like, why did I do this? And also, it's like, oh, a solo trip, even though I'm alone all the time right now. And I'm like, I don't know if I need more time alone now that I'm thinking about it. I feel like.
Also, New Orleans, have you been before?
I went like. I went in college to do Habitat for Humanity, so I wasn't really like
it's kind of a tough city, I feel, to do solo.
Yeah. So then last night I was like, I don't know what I am like doing, and I don't know what I think I have to prove. So I changed my trip to October so I can visit my friend who lives there, and it'll be around like Halloween and like witchy season, which is what I wanted anyway. And then I think I'm going to go on a trip to visit my friend in Tennessee, like on her farm.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And like, I'm like, I just feel like that's more the vibe that I want, is like, oh, I just want to be with like friends. I don't think I need to be alone right now.
I feel like New Orleans especially is like,
yeah, you should have a buddy, I think.
Well, I mean, at least in my experience, everywhere that I've ever been there, I'm like, it's kind of, yeah, you don't want to.
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking.
Be alone. Well, unless you're like, you know. Well, I really, no, I mean,
I don't think so. So I changed it. I was like, I don't think this was the right move.
Yeah, that's interesting. What made you choose there?
Well, it's like, okay, so a few people were like, you should go on a trip right now, like to connect with yourself. And I was like, okay, maybe. And then my friend is like, who lives there.
People that
like,
give that advice, let me be frank here.
Yeah.
Are people that don't understand being truly single.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's people that think they know what it's like to be, you know, people that are like, yeah, I'm just like so happy being single right now. Like, I'm literally not even looking for someone. And like, my last relationship, which ended a month ago, was so toxic. And so now I love being single. And then in like 2 weeks, they're like, well, I've been like talking to this guy. Like, that is not the same thing. Like, I feel like we know how to be single.
It's like the independence. I mean, there's such a gorgeous, like, there's such a gorgeous independence to it. I will say, like, getting back to it, I'm like, I'm rusty. Like, I'm rusty enjoying my own company, I would say.
Well, now you've seen life on the other side.
It's not even life on the other side, because it's like, you just don't have to be alone if you don't want to be, you know? And like, that part I miss, especially like recently. It's been a lot of time alone. So literally when I was thinking about this trip and I was like, okay, great, I'll be in another city alone. I was like, I just don't think that's what I need right now. You know, right now, no. Like, I want to be with friends who are just like, I want to be with other people and I want to be with friends. I know I'll get to like a great place with myself. But I just right now, yeah, it just wasn't hitting. It wasn't hitting the way I wanted it to.
Would you ever go on, like, download the apps just for fun's sake?
Not right now.
Okay.
Like, it's really interesting. Right now, I'm really listening to my body and it's being kind of super loud. And like, when I thought about it, I was like, oh, maybe I'll call up some of my hookups. Like, some of the
and
people
then your
I used.
Eyes swelled up.
Yeah, truly. And then my body was like, no, we don't want to have to talk to somebody that like, I just it's, like,
yeah.
It felt exhausting to like, just
some people like, I'm like this guy who I'm like, oh, very handsome, whatever.
Yeah.
Messages me on Hinge. Like, hey, what's up? Not much. How are you?
How are you?
Just got out of work. I'm like,
can
we? Yes. And me here a little bit like. Just and I don't respond because I'm like, no, I'm
good.
Not gonna
good
like,
if
I
that's
can't.
What they give at the beginning. Someone had
what
this
are they
really,
giving at the end?
Exactly. Someone had this great quote that's like, well, what do you think like your Hinge match would message if it was Jennifer Lawrence? Do you think they'd be like, hey? Or do you think they'd be like, hey, how are you? I just wanted to like
why Jennifer Lawrence?
I'm just trying to say, like, if they were trying to impress somebody, the way that they would open would be better than hey.
Oh, you mean if they were messaging Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes.
Yes, I got it. Yes.
Yeah, it's like that vibe where it's like, oh, if you don't see me as your Jennifer Lawrence, goodbye.
But I'm also like, you don't even have to want, like, number one, you messaged me first.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you did that and you don't want to be having a conversation,
why did you do that,
you stupid piece of shit?
I know. Well, that's the thing I've been thinking about is I'm like, first of all, I told myself I'm not going to get on dating apps for a while. And I don't think I'm going to go on dates until I get asked out in public, which is an interesting
Whoa.
Thing. Only because I'll be like, then I'll be in the right energy.
You know, you have to go out.
I'll just be in the right energy. Like if someone asks me out, I'll be like, I am putting out a good energy and I am
ready.
But you
have to go places.
That's the only problem with the plan.
That means you have to like go out to places where people would be hitting on people.
That's the problem. I think it's like sober too. I don't want to do it at a bar at night. That's like, that doesn't count.
Yeah. But
that's everybody's looking then. I like want to be at a coffee shop and someone's like, I just have to tell you, your energy is stunning. And then I'll be like, I knew it. Thank you.
Okay.
It's a long game. I don't know what I'm doing, but what I know right now is I am just like working and healing on myself right now. And I'm not thinking about dating.
Yes.
Because I just have to feel good in my habitat before I go out.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's just dating. Yeah. It's the pits, some might say.
Who needs that? Yeah, it's the
pits.
And
now on Hinge, they have like voice recordings that people can put in their profiles.
Ew.
Which honestly, listen, I'm here for because...
Okay. I like a voice.
I like a voice.
That's true. That's nice. It's nice to hear
like
a voice.
Well, like I'm like, okay, that's a hot voice.
Do you have a voice recording on yours?
No.
Oh. No, same.
Okay, they can pay for the Patreon if they want to hear.
Yes, put the link in there.
But like okay, I've recorded. This one is this guy, it's his best travel story.
Oh.
I recently went on a trip with my friend to Morocco. And we were walking through the souks, which are the markets, and I was exclaiming to my friend, oh my God. And these little Moroccan boys, they were probably 5 or 6 years old, they started repeating it. And it was this busy, busy market. And all of a sudden, these little boys are saying, oh my God, oh my God. It was so cute.
That's the story. That's the story that he added music under.
Oh, no.
Did you hear that music playing?
I couldn't hear the music.
There was like Moroccan music that he put under his voice.
I'm sobbing.
Telling this story about how a kid said, oh, my God. And honestly, wow. That's how they're all like that. Some will be like, I can say hi in the following languages. German. Hello. French. Bonjour. And they go through like every... I'm like, what? Like, what in the absolute fuck are we trying to do here?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. But I think somebody has to come up with like another system only because, I don't know, everybody knows dating apps are just a trap. I almost feel like the dating apps learn your type and then just keep them from you to keep you on, you know?
I'm like, dating apps have done nothing but crush any confidence I would have.
Yeah, forget. Okay, then forget dating. Yeah, I feel like it's, I mean, I don't know. I have to figure out how to get out of, like, I have to figure out how to go places outside of my home. Once I figure that out, I'm like, okay, let's go, like, see what's, like, I don't know. You know what? I really don't know how I will continue onward, but I believe that the universe will just, it'll happen when it happens.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
I think it'll be once I'm in a different tax bracket and just thriving a little more. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I see for me, but who's to say?
The only reason that I'm like, I wish I was in a relationship is that I'm ready to like settle down. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I'm ready to like buy a house and do all these things. But while yes, I can do it all alone.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of cementing that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
like, if I like buy a house somewhere, I feel like I'm kind of like cementing that's where I'm like, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. You're worried to make like a big decision on moving, like without.
Like, I feel like I'm like, am I ready to be like, okay, I'm giving up. Like, I'm just going to take this life by the horns by myself forever.
Well, it won't be forever. It's just, I think it's more like.
But that's what I feel like.
That's what it feels. If I could buy a house, let me be clear. If I could buy a house right now, I would buy a house. I would not be waiting for somebody to buy a house with. Because first of all,
even like,
if I had bought a house with my ex, we would have mortgage issues. Okay. Like, I don't know what he does with. I mean, it's just like, you don't know the person for a while. Like, if you have a friend you can trust that you can do it with, or just like if you can do it yourself and then you're worried, like, I don't know where the house would be, but having people that can be around you or up there, yeah. You know?
I think, yeah, the difference, I'm like, if I buy a house in like a small town somewhere, I'm like, yeah. It's not like...
That'll be hard.
There could be not another gay person for 50 miles.
Right, right.
It's not like where every guy you meet, you assume... Like, every guy I meet, I assume they're straight until proven otherwise.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Which, I mean, it's a numbers game, and that is how it's played.
Maybe it's... I mean, are you thinking about moving to, like, a small, small town?
I mean, ideally, like, a small town, but, like, close to...
The city. Big towns. Okay. So then you could still, like...
I'm not, like, gonna go to, like, the middle of fucking...
Okay, great.
Kansas.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that the right person is out there, you know, and you have a platform. You don't know if someone's listening right now and is going, God, I better shoot my shot.
I feel like okay. I do. I do know that because we've been saying it for 4 years. So if you're listening and you've been thinking it's time to shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Shoot the fucking shot. Okay.
All right.
Right into my mouth. Just kidding.
Don't do it in your eye. You could get an infection.
Oh, God.
I know. Listen, I don't know. I think it's all going to happen and work out. Maybe we just have to do more fun things.
I had a friend recently. Sorry, because we have to circle back to this.
Yeah.
And he listens.
Shout out. Thank you.
He was hooking up with someone and their kink was.
Yeah.
They wanted him to.
In their eye.
Finish in their eyes.
Yeah.
And he was like, what is the kink? You going blind is your kink? Like,
yeah, God.
Yeah, isn't that fucking bizarro?
In the eye, I feel like I've never heard that.
No.
As a kink.
That sounds so unhealthy.
I feel like it's mean. It's like, why? First of all, you could get an eye infection.
If someone ever did that to me, I'd be like, what?
I literally
the
remember.
What the fuck did you just do? I'd beat the shit out of them.
I'd be so. One time I remember a guy was like, could I do it on your face? And I literally was like, I'm worried about my eyes. And he was like, that wouldn't happen. And literally within seconds, it like was near my eye. And I went, what the fuck? And he was like, whoa, I don't know. I was like, okay, so that's off the table.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know what
that's
it
also
is.
Why I'm like, I just want to be married. I don't want to be having to get my eyes combed in. Okay? Like, I'm like, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Can't you just buy me a piece of pie?
I know, right?
Okay? And we can, like, have sex in the dark under the blankets, missionary, like God intended.
Seriously, I'm like, will you just hold emotional space for me? That's all I want. I'm like, will you just be someone that I can come to have emotional space with?
Yeah, I'm like, just someone to fucking
listen.
Someone to talk to,
you know. And I think, again, I really do think, you know, you get to certain places in your life and you level up. I think, like, when you keep leveling up, it's like the people that you attract, yeah, they might be fewer and far between, but they're at a higher caliber, you know?
Yeah. Well, and speaking of leveling up, I've been inspired by your leveling up in your apartment, and I am doing the same.
Are you?
I've ordered. So I'm redoing the bathroom.
I'm crying. I'm coming over on Sunday. I fucking can't wait now.
Except it's not so. When you're here, you're gonna have to come next week too, because
okay, I'll come next week too.
I got a new, it all started because I got like a new, I want to, not like entertainment system, but like,
oh yeah,
you know, the thing to put the TV on.
Yeah, like entertainment center, a console. Yeah,
yeah. But it's like, so I got it. I was like, let me get like a nice one.
Yes.
From Wayfair, and it's pretty nice, and I put it together, and it's like, I'm like, wow, it's crazy how
I know
this makes the whole apartment feel more mature, like more.
Chris, if you want to nest, which you do, just start nesting where you are.
Well, so I have this up. Next thing I know, I'm ordering an 8x10 rug.
Absolutely. That's for that so same room. Homey. Oh my God. Yes.
Next thing I know, I'm ordering a new couch. Okay. So I'm, so
I
it's like,
that. What's happening to the couch you have?
I told my roommate if she wanted to sell it, she could take the money from it because I'm just going to like get rid of it.
Wait, maybe I want it.
You don't.
Okay. Sorry.
The brown one?
It's brown. Okay.
It's like a ugly brown.
Okay. Forget it.
It's like a milk chocolate brown.
Wow. What color is the new couch?
Kind of the same color as your couch.
Blue? Ooh.
Yeah, it's like a navy.
Yes, gorgeous.
It's like a bright navy and it's very deep and comfortable looking.
Yes.
I've never had a new couch in any of my apartments. We've always gotten like a used couch, like a hand-me-down couch. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to spend money on a couch.
That's a game changer.
So I got that. I've been getting some like new decorations. Around, I got like a faux taxidermy moose head that's like ceramic with gold antlers.
Oh my God, this is exactly what you need to be doing. Yes, yes, yes.
I was looking, I'm like, what's the bathroom? I'm like, I feel like I need to up the bathroom. So I was looking on Etsy and there's like these print. Basically, it's like this guy does pictures of ghosts, but like Casper looking ghosts.
Yeah.
In like funny, like eating pizza or like taking a bath.
Yeah.
And so, long story short, I end up buying four different prints.
Yes.
And like matching frames. So I'm going to do like a ghost theme in the bathroom.
Wait, but I classy, love that.
Like a classy, it's going to look good. It's going to look, you know.
Listen, any bathroom with a theme is stunning. And everybody knows that.
So, I'm just upping it. I'm like, you know, modern.
This is it.
Modern farmhousing it.
This is it. This is what you need. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I'm excited. The rug actually came today.
Oh, the rug is such a good idea. I do want a new rug out here. Just haven't pulled the trigger.
And I'm getting, because I saw on this girl, she's like, the first thing I do when I move into any apartment is change the
knobs.
So I'm getting like all copper knobs and I'm going to make the kitchen copper knobs and the closet doors and stuff.
Yes.
Copper knobs.
This is so exciting.
And what else did I like? I'm really.
You're nesting.
I'm nesting. Yes, I am.
I love that. That is so perfect.
So we'll see how it goes.
Good for you. It's going to be stunning. I'm obsessed.
I hope so.
No, it's going to be great. I love that. I'm about to do my bedroom at some point.
Maybe I'll go. I need like a couple of art pieces.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll go with you to like a sale or something.
Let's go. Sometime. Oh my God. Yes. You should come to the one that is in Astoria where they sell set pieces.
Oh my God. What?
It's so cool. That's where I got my new candelabras and my headpiece. they have like all this home decor stuff because it's like sets. So cool. So that's fun. Or we'll go thrifting. That could be fun too.
Cause even like I had my TV on like, you know, the like basically like white shelves you can get at Target.
Yeah.
Like I just had it on those. But this one is like, you know, an adult.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, with that white, those shelves and the couch, I'm like, it was feeling very dorm.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And no.
And
no
I couldn't.
More dorm.
I didn't want to do it anymore. And so.
That's so stunning.
I'm like, I want to go into fall feeling.
Cozy.
Cozy and like a grown person.
Yes. This is your kingdom. This is your castle. Okay?
And I'm like, I shell out so much for this fucking apartment every month. Like, yeah. I need it to be.
Home
worth that.
Yes. And it's truly like, yeah, the more I like nest here, the more I just love it and I feel so safe here.
Yeah,
like whenever I do gratitude, like three things I'm grateful, I always am like my beautiful apartment.
Yeah, I mean, it's a maze,
you know, and it's just like it's home.
But I mean, anybody that's listening that wants this fucking brown dorm looking couch, you can have it. You just have to pick it up.
That's really nice. Reach out, you guys. Get a free couch.
Nobody wants it. I mean, it's in good shape, but it's
somebody
like
somebody might. It's very comfortable, as I recall.
Literally from the moment it came, I was like, oh God, this is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Have you seen the Joybird couches?
Yeah.
That's my dream. That's my dream.
I feel like you're going to love this couch that I got. Let me see if I can. I'm going to. Okay, hold on. I think I have a picture because I sent it to my roommate being like, I'm buying this.
I love that.
Let's see.
I wonder if anyone who follows us is an interior designer.
Oh my God. It's also out of stock because I bought the last one.
Oh my God. Talk about trend.
And it's kind of like a corduroy, but like a fancy corduroy.
We love that. Is it velvet? No, it's corduroy.
Like, it's hard to tell.
Oh, wow. And I love that it has like the part that goes out.
Yeah. If you guys were watching or if you guys were watching the Patreon, you'd be able to see the couch. I will post pics when I get it. It's
stunning.
Yeah, it's deep and it has like a half a chaise.
I love that. I think that's what I need. Like the fact that I can't be like fully vertical.
Yeah.
Wait, horizontal.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that
horizontal standing.
Oh, horizontal is the horizon.
So standing.
Oh, is that
right?
Wait, I thought.
Are we?
I thought.
Dumb?
No. Well, I mean, I thought I want to be horizontal, I believe is.
hold on.
Okay.
Okay, wait, I guess you're right. Yes, you're right. I'm dumb.
No, I was dumb at first. I said I want to be vertical. Then I went, no, I meant horizontal. So yeah, horizontal.
There's some things where I always have to think like horizontal, vertical. I'm always like, wait. Also, when someone's like, I'll take the former or I'll take the
latter.
I'm like, wait, which one?
Literally at the Pilates class, the woman was like, now put your right foot forward. And at one point she was like, your right foot, Jesse, like... And I said, I'm dyslexic. I was like, I don't remember which foot is which. Like, I truly was like, I'm losing too many brain cells here, like with the sweat. And I was just doing every exercise backwards.
I did that today at Rumble at the end. They were doing like, you do the stretch. So it's like the runner stretch where you put one, you're like basically doing a, oh my God, what is the matter like with me?
Oh, like a lunge?
Like a lunge, but where your hands are on the ground too.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like a yoga move where you have one leg like scrunched up, one leg stretched out, your arm down, and like you like stretch out like this.
Okay, yeah, like an open...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I went to the wrong way, so I like was direct eye contact with the girl next to me. And I like see everyone... obviously facing the same way she is, but I'm like, I'm not gonna switch. It took me like, and then I had to do it knowing I was gonna be doing it with her boyfriend who was taking class on the other side of me.
No, you because, got like, sandwiched?
Because people at Rumple don't, the way the chart is, so they'll be like, oh, let's do 14 and 15 next to each other. But the way that it'll be is usually like on the floor, it'll be 16 is like between them.
Oh my God.
And so I've gotten sandwiched a couple of times.
That's so funny.
By couples. And I'm like,
couples that work out together. Like, what?
I was thinking that today. I'm like, never.
I just feel like that's my time.
It's also like, I'm like, if you are, there's so many things that give me icks during.
Yeah. Ugh.
Where I'm like, there'll be like guys that are really like built coming into Rumble and then they suck at the boxing part. And I'm like, God, you're
ew.
Fake.
I'm like, you're I'm just like,
how fake are you?
Literally at the start of every exercise class, I'm like, everyone here is my enemy.
Yeah.
And then by the end, I'll be like, that person's nice. I can't explain.
And when I walk in and the trainer will be like, hey, Chris. And I'm like, everybody hear that? She knew me.
Yeah. I did this Orange Theory class where they partnered us up and I was partnered up with this like conventionally attractive short man. Okay. And that's how I'll describe him. And he knows why. And so like we were put together and I was like, ugh, like whatever. And the whole time it was like, he wouldn't really like talk to me or like, he was very distant. The next time I come into the class, I give him a smile to be like, hi, old partner. And he pretends he doesn't know me. And then we were next to each other. And I kid you not, Chris, I was like, I will not even look at him. I was like, I am so mad about the disrespect of, I'm like, just say hi. Just say hi to people. For a whole class, we had to nod and do a stupid invisible relay race. And you can't give me a nod, shorty?
Devil's advocate.
Okay, what an interesting take.
Maybe he was anxious. Maybe he's like anxious. Because I feel like there's people in the world that would say this same story where I am that person.
But I said but hi, it's like, I smiled first.
And he just didn't smile back?
Yeah, like he just had to smile back.
Okay, fair.
You know, like I was like, okay, I was literally like, he's short. He's probably shy. I was like, I'll smile first. And then when he ignored me and said hello to this other girl, I said, oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, it's war.
is he very fit?
I guess.
Because there's like, I was talking about this yesterday. There's a very specific type of man. Ugh. Who is like, you know, like short fitness trainers?
Yeah, I do. I know exactly.
Short male fitness trainers who I'm like, there's always a lot of dancing when it's not required. Like, they're always like, hey, how, do you know what I mean?
Yes, of course. It's that short energy.
And I'm like, what? Stop.
Like, stop. It's such an energy and it's so like annoying. That's the thing. The energy is going to go one of two ways. Either they're going to be like extra nice, okay, or they're going to pretend they don't know you. And that's the one I'm not okay with, to be honest.
And if I have a male trainer, let me be clear, he's coming in at a disadvantage because like there's so much he could do that makes me hate him, and there's very little he could do that's going to make me like him.
Absolutely.
So I realize that it's not all his fault.
Sure.
But at the same time, don't yell at me to do burpees and then start doing a weird dance. And don't tell me I'm going to crush it. I hate when people you're going to crush it. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Idiot.
Ugh. It was just the worst. And like, sometimes I've had really great people at Orange Theory, like really great partners or people next to me. Like one time I was with this one girl that I was like, she has the best energy. And then later on I found out she was a coach somewhere. And I was like, that was the energy. I was like, she's just like so nice and supportive. And then some people are in there like, you know, look at me wrong and I'll get in your space. And it's like, whoa, I have to see you again. My locker is next to yours. What's happening? It's very high school. Let's get through it. I simply can't.
I agree.
Maybe it's because I'm the sweatiest girl in the class. And that's just, I guess.
And you're also yelling it out to the teacher. I'm sweating.
I'm slipping on my own sweat. Is that gross?
If memory serves, you have business to do.
I know.
So listen, guys.
Oh, my God.
We have some exciting news coming up.
Yeah.
I think we'll wait.
We'll wait till the big announcement.
A little bit, but
get excited. It is like big news.
Get excited.
The little podcast that could, you guys.
And we love you.
We love
you. And until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.